From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Pentagon says officials are now trying to determine whether there are problems at Arlington National Cemetery in terms of where veterans are buried. At a news conference today, military officials acknowledged an investigation has determined there may have been misidentification or improper record keeping in some cases.
We had roughly a dozen individual cases that were brought to our attention by family members, by employees, as well as by various elements of the media.
That's Army Inspector Lieutenant General Stephen Whitcomb. An investigation was ordered in November after it was determined in one instance cemetery workers inadvertently buried cremated remains at a grave site already in use. Officials say more than 200 grave sites could be involved. 300,000 people are buried at Arlington, including service members from the Civil War all the way up to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army has forced out the cemetery's two civilian leaders. President Obama is pushing congressional leaders to work on his agenda, even as Washington grapples with a massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Giles Snyder has more on the White House meeting today.
Mr. Obama says he wants Congress to pass measures to boost the economy, generate jobs, and overhaul regulations governing the financial industry. But the crisis in the Gulf looms large, and he said all agree that laws need to be updated to ensure victims of the spill are protected. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the spill points up the need to revamp the nation's energy policy.
This is a national security issue. It is a jobs issue. And it is something that we have a responsibility to do. How it works out is a matter, is the legislative process.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said Democratic leaders should not use the crisis to try to build support for what he called a national energy tax. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama also met with the relatives of the 11 people who died in the explosion aboard the BP oil rig back in April. Fewer people are filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department reports initial jobless claims fell by 3,000 to a seasonally adjusted 456,000. It's the third straight weekly drop. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial, says the total number of people collecting unemployment benefits also fell.
It was encouraging to see fewer people in total, although still close to 4.5 million people collecting unemployment insurance benefits at the end of May.
Not clear as whether those individuals found work or simply exhausted their current state unemployment benefits. Most economists have said they expect the economy to grow for the rest of this year, but not at a fast enough pace to significantly lower the nation's unemployment rate. On Wall Street, stocks soared today as investors chose to focus on the latest batch of economic reports from a positive aspect. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 273 points to close back above 10,000 at 10,172. The Nasdaq was up 59 points today. You're listening to NPR. The judge overseeing the lawsuit filed by thousands of Ground Zero workers exposed to dust and other debris after the collapse of the Twin Towers is calling a proposed new settlement a very good deal. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hallerstein giving preliminary approval to the settlement, which clears the way for a public hearing to be held later this month. 95% of plaintiffs would then have to sign off on the agreement. The new deal is expected to call for a settlement of between $625 and $712 million while reducing the fees lawyers would collect. Her family fears that Abby Sunderland, the California 16-year-old who was attempting to be the youngest sailor to circle the world solo, could be in trouble. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Sunderland, a high school junior, had wanted to sail the globe solo since she was 13. Her ardor only increased in 2008 when her big brother Zach became the youngest solo sailor to circumnavigate the globe. Several months ago, Abby Sunderland's parents finally agreed she was skilled and mature enough to face the challenge. In late January, she set off from the Los Angeles Marina in her boat Wild Eyes, but had to stop because of equipment problems. She resumed her sail even though she could no longer hope to make her trip in record time. Sunderland passed her goal's halfway mark on Monday, but somewhere between Africa and Australia, her emergency beacons went off. A rescue search has been launched. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
What's in a name? Plenty if you're talking about automotive icons like Chevy. Would the songs that use the term "took my Chevy to the levee" or the reference to a Chevy van sound the same if the authors had written Chevrolet instead? GM seems to be acknowledging that, saying an internal memo asking employees to refer to the brand only as Chevrolet was poorly worded. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.